Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:53 British Summer Time. Today is May 31st. The UK and the USA were closed yesterday, but most markets in Asia were open, and the majority had pretty positive returns in here today. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong was up over 2%. The A shares in on the Chinese mainland were steady over the last couple of days. They really do need to get back above the 3,000 on the Shanghai A shares to suggest that demand is beginning to regain the upper hand in here. The Asian region generally was pretty steady in here today, and the Indian market has shown a positive return for 3 of the last 4 days. It appears to be finding support in the region of the 18,000 level on the Sensex. The Indian market has sustained some technical deterioration, so this is the area it needs to find support to bolster the short to medium term bullish hypothesis, and it appears to be doing that. Now, back above the 200-day moving average, and it will look decidedly more confident for the bulls, but it is at least going in the right direction over the last couple of days. In Europe today, the majority of markets were stronger by in excess of 1%, and the DAX almost by 2%, and the IBEX in excess of 2%. As we approach the close on Wall Street, the Dow Jones is up almost 1%, the S&P about the same, and the Nasdaq a bit more than that. And their performance has improved considerably in the last half hour of trading. By and large, in equities, we're seeing that what I suppose could be termed banner companies finding support in the region of their 200-day moving averages. Siemens, which had a large upward dynamic in here today, had completely reverted to its mean by last week and rallied emphatically in here today. So finding support in the region of the 200-day moving average following a relatively similar sized reversionary process to what we've seen previously in the course of the medium-term uptrend. Apple Computer is another very good example of that. It's been a rivetingly consistent uptrend. It's just formed another comparatively similar sized reaction or step within the course of this step sequence uptrend, finding support in the region of the 200-day moving average and beginning to rally. BHP Billiton is perhaps not as consistent on the upside as those other two, but it does have this sequence of ranges, one above another, and it has also reverted to its mean and appears to be in the process of finding support. So, when we see companies that are arguably in three different sectors but all offer leverage to the to global growth, beginning to find support in the region of a trend mean such as the 200-day moving average, that's quite encouraging. Today was also a rather interesting day from the perspective of the US dollar. It was weaker by over a full cent against the euro, and the Japanese yen has also weakened in here, so and particularly against the euro. So the safe haven buying that has helped to push the dollar on somewhat is running out. The dollar has had a rally over the last month. It was in the area last week where it really did need to improve upon that performance to suggest that there was a more meaningful rally in the offing. But the dollar has lost some of that momentum in the last few days, and particularly in here today. So that has also helped to support the equity markets today, but it's also helped to support the commodity markets. Palladium was stronger today by $15. It closed a little bit off the high, but that's another market which has formed a relatively similar sized reaction to that which we saw last year and appears to be finding support in the region of the 200-day moving average. There's a strong degree of commonality there between something like Palladium and those three equities I mentioned just a while ago. The platinum market was stronger by $32 and closed very close to the high. The silver market was up by 64 cents and closed in the region of $38.50. Gold was a little bit softer in here today, but that is following an impressive performance last week, and it continues to hold above the $1,500 area and closing out today in the region of $1,534. This was a softer day for the agricultural commodities. The Russians, I think, are talking about lifting a moratorium on wheat exports, and wheat fell by 37 cents. That's not limit down on the day. Corn was softer by 11 and soybeans by 3. This is primarily a wheat centered development, and both corn and soybeans remain within the context of relatively consistent medium-term uptrends, and weather conditions in much of the world continue to offer a tailwind for agricultural prices, particularly corn and soybeans. In the bond markets today, the treasuries were stronger by 7. The gilts were about a th The gilts were relatively unchanged, and Eurobonds were softer by about 0.4 of a full point. If we take a step back and look at the way markets are developing, we're seeing that a large number of commodities appear to be in the process of finding support, particularly industrial metals, all of which have pulled back somewhat in the last few weeks. Copper is finishing out the day above $4. It's had a somewhat deeper reaction than perhaps one would have expected, but it is continuing to hold around that $4 area, which had been the upper side of the relatively lengthy consolidation prior to the financial crisis. So that's a positive development. In the other industrial commodities, we're seeing a number of them beginning to find support and beginning to rally. Lumber is another one that was up 6 in here today. And the stock markets have all put in a reasonably solid performance in here today. And this has been a difficult month for the majority of stock markets, but the majority have also held most of their gains over the last few months. And the fact that the US dollar is again beginning to weaken is not going to be a headwind for risk assets generally. We remain in a somewhat riskier environment because oil was also quite strong in here today. It was stronger by over $2 on the West Texas Intermediate, pushing away from the $100 area, and it's at $116 on the Brent crude, and that also looks like it has found support in the region of $110 and is beginning to pull away from it once more. If we look at that oil price, a clear downward dynamic would now be required to question scope for it to push on a little bit further in here. And that's an increasing headwind for stock markets generally. Now, one might argue that the weakness of the dollar and the comparative strength of the euro in here today may have helped to bolster interest in the oil market. But whether that is speculatively driven or whether that is driven by raw fundamentals doesn't matter a lot because the price moves are real. And the oil price at $116 and having held now above $100 for a substantial amount of time is a headwind for economic activity. And while the reaction that we've had in stock markets to one extent or another over the last month has at least in part been pricing in slower GDP growth globally, and certainly the rally in treasuries and sovereign bonds of just about all hues has also helped to price in the same thing. The fact that you have commodities now beginning to turn the corner and to arguably being led by the oil price is a tug of war between the, I suppose, the risk asset class is n appearing to find support, and they are incapable of rallying concurrently beyond the short term, because the higher the commodity prices go, the greater the headwind they are for the global economy. That's not going to stop them in the short term, but over the medium term, if oil prices were to spike higher, that would be a significant headwind for the equity market. So at present, there remain a number of things to worry about, but I think we have to give the benefit of the doubt to the chart action. And so many of these, particularly the more consistent markets and those that have that are more leveraged to global growth, remain within these consistent uptrends. We would have to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside, and with them finding support in the region of the 200-day moving averages, that is increasingly the case. But we also need to be aware of the fact that oil prices holding at comparatively high levels and pushing back higher are a headwind and a risk. There's been an easing somewhat of the concerns about the Greek debt crisis in here today, and that has probably also helped to support risk assets generally. But the euro crisis is not something that's about to go away, and it's going to ebb and flow probably for at least another year, if not even more than that. But at present, the more selling pressure appears to be on the US dollar, and it was weaker against the euro, also weaker against the Canadian dollar, because they're beginning to talk about raising interest rates finally. The New Zealand dollar has also been stronger in here, as has the South African rand. So while the Australian dollar was an exception in here today, where it was relatively unchanged against the US dollar, other commodity currencies are returning to positions of relative strength, and that is supportive of the renewed interest in the commodity sector generally. I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, and wish all the best to all of you.